Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. It is Wednesday, the 24th of April. Now, didn't we just do this like a couple of days ago for the month of March? I mean, where are the days going? They're going quicker. Well, at least it seems like it's going quicker. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick jump right into what we got. See if we can get this thing under 15 minutes today. AEO is first on the list. AEO, you are the vowels. AEO, you, oh, that's wrong. Hold on a second. There we go. All right, so 30 days ago today, we're looking at the 24th, which was a Sunday, so we'll go to that one. All right. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 25.69. 5 days later, we're at the 30-day high on the 1st of April. Now, that was 26.25. 2 weeks later, we dropped down to the bottom, which just so happens to be the 16th, which was last week. Okay, that was 21.91. Sideways for a little bit, and the last 3 days are to the upside. Now, we're at 23.14 today with AEO. Now, where am I with this? 25.97. All right, we sold this one off at 23.50, which I'm going to have to keep my eye on this one. But it is what it is, and we will just go from there. The 23.50. Oh, okay. Anyway, that's what that one is. Here's one I've been keeping my eye on. ALB. Albemarle. Last 30 days. Now, the 24th. Where are we? Right about... There we go. 30 days ago with Albemarle, we opened up at 121.99. Okay, she goes up, pulls back, up again, and a 30-day high was on the 9th of April. That was 2 weeks ago. Okay, 133.72. Didn't take long, hit the 30-day bottom, which wasn't yesterday, but it was on Monday. Monday was a 30-day bottom at 108.30. Now, yesterday, we hit 114.21. We closed at 114.21 when we closed. Now, I sold the 114s, so I'm in the money on this one. Now, I'm just going to sit, wait, and see what it does. I want to see what it opens up today. Now, if she opens up higher today, I'm going to buy that thing back because I don't want, you know, 2 days in a row to go to the upside. I'm already in the money, so I might have to buy this one back. But I'm going to open up. I'm going to see what happens when the market opens. See what he has in mind. BITO, B-I-T-O, that's that calendar spread we've been looking at. Why? Because, well, it's an interesting way of making a little bit more money. What's wrong with that? Okay, so 30 days ago, 29.31. 4 days later, we had a double high, 32.76, 32.75. That was the 27th and the 28th of March. Gapped down twice, gapped up three times, and then, anyway, all over the place. But last Wednesday was the 30-day bottom on the 17th. And that was 26.06. Thursday and Friday were up. Monday's up. Tuesday, not really up, but kind of like just sideways a little bit. We closed off at 29.01. Now, personally, I really don't care because this thing is going to expire in January. All right, is what it is. I bought it at 30. I bought the 30 at 680, and I sold this week's 30 at 65. Close to 9%. Okay, I like that, 9% in a week. That's crazy. Okay, JD is next. Again, JD's in the money. All right, where are we? 30 days, right there. 30 days ago, JD, we opened up at 26.31. Took about a little over a week to get the high at 28.38. From there, she drops down, rebound, gaps down, and keeps on going to find the bottom on the 16th, and that was 24.66. Now you got 5 days to the upside. How many days can they continue to do this? Now, JD, I jumped into JD at 27.96. I sold off the 28s. Fine. I mean, I get no problem with that. If it continues at this pace and it doesn't hit 28, I'm thinking I might just buy it back and sell it off because I do want to get rid of JD. What is JD going to do for the next couple of weeks? Whoops. Well, she's going to go up a little bit. Well, alrighty, I can deal with that, but it is what it is. Lowe's next on the list, L-O-W. Love my Lowe's. I buy this every quarter. All right, here we go. 30 days ago was the 30-day high at 262.49. Drops, little pullback, drop, little pullback, and then we find our, I'm going to call this a triple bottom, okay? The 16th was 227.32, 17th, 227.24, 18th, 227.55. I don't know. At 227.50 area, sounds like it's pretty much the bottom. And then Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, 3 days to the upside. Nice time to jump into Lowe's. Even if I didn't have Lowe's, it's a nice time to jump in. 238.62, I sold off to 237. It's not going to go anywhere this week, but, you know, it is what it is. We'll just, you know, keep collecting the premiums next week. It doesn't bother me at all. Macy's last on the list here. 30 days ago with Macy's, there we go. 30 days ago with Macy's was a 30-day high, 2079. Pullback to the up, I mean, sorry, profit taken upside, profit taken upside. Whoa, there's our 30-day bottom. I don't know if we want to call this a double bottom on the 4th. 1829 and then again 1831. Yeah, that's pretty much a good double bottom. 5 days to the upside, okay? Not a 30-day high, but up high enough to make a difference. 3 days pullback, sideways, down again, and then double, not really double 30-day bottom, but the 19th was 1850, and the 22nd was 1850. Okay, so Monday and Tuesday, both up. Okay, where am I with Macy's? 1965, I sold off the 1950s. Fine, I'm okay with that. Even if I get, I have no problem whatsoever taking Macy's into next week. Now, considering it is Wednesday, no trading at all today. We're just going to look at a few things in a little bit. But those are the positions that I have at this moment in time. Now, I got two of them I got to keep my eye on this week, Able Mall and JD. Other than that, we'll probably do the exact same thing again tomorrow. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk. Brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. I will catch you guys again tomorrow. Look at that, 8 minutes. Gotta love it.